96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, a blissful escape in paradise, Bon for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Doctors Hospital, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Marcos Pizza, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM Radio. Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation today is officially the first day of summer. I think we felt the first day of summer sometime in May. This is bananas. Early May. I'm grateful to be here with you guys. Guys, it's a beautiful day, Friday, laid back Friday. And I want you guys to participate in the conversation that we're having today. I want to be able to give a shout out to all my good and decent people who are out there continuing to be able to support us here at the Foundation, support what we're doing in terms of moving forward and really being able to bring you that, good information, that unique perspective, that that layout that at least troubles the water of your contentment, your kind of a position, and even your inquest to find out whether or not there's more beyond this particular veil. Let's make some things happen, guys. I want you guys to participate in what we're doing. First, I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, man. They're good, decent people. I'm grateful for them, grateful for all that they've done for us. Continue to be able to support us here. And we're looking forward to being able to hear much more from them. Check them out, man. If you're in the market and looking for that kind of a space, I always say this to you. If you got your SDs, your taxis, your jitneys, your liveries, any of those things that you got to be able to put on the road, all your little 4x4s or whatever the case may be, make sure you get on there. They can be able to give you something, that package insurance, and they can give you in-house financing. Talk to me. In-house financing. You want to be able to check them out. 3411 AFS. They got everything laid out for you. So I'd like you to be able to check that out. Make sure you check them out in those areas. They are open 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, and 9 to 2 on Saturday. So check them out. And also check out my good friends over at Da Vinci's Printing and Innovators. They are open right now and ready to serve you. Be able to check them out. They are at the Village Road Shopping Plaza right there on the intersection, Village Road, Burnett Road, Soldier Road, Wolf Road, right there in the Village Road Shopping Plaza on the side of the bank. When you walk in there, they got all nice little trinkets and stuff like that. I don't know if you're in the market looking for a nice gift, stocking stuffer, these little pretty bags which your woman has put together now, I see, with, you know, the cascading tissue paper out of it. Yeah, they got all these things available. Go there and check it out. Put something nice, man. I know, like I said to you, I bought a Bible for my kids, two Bibles for my kids, right? And if you want to kind of put it together in terms of the Bible and get the little zipper book and get a cup and a mug and a notebook and the whole thing to go with it so persons can be able to get in their spiritual track, you can be able to do that. They have other things. If you got journals, whatever the case may be, they got everything available. If you're in the market and you're looking for somebody to kind of put this kind of idea together, you know, capture it out of your head, put it on paper, make that thing pop, you want to check them out. DaVinciPrinting242.com. DaVinciPrinting242.com. They are good and decent people. Also, last but definitely not least, I want to be able to talk about my good friends over at Coco Plum Bistro. I am telling you, man, Coco Plum Bistro out there on the Western Road as you're leading up to Lyford Quay, just on the northern side, on the right-hand side, right there, and I think it's called the Green Plaza. It is absolutely beautiful. Chantel is wonderful in what she does. If you're looking for a space to be able to celebrate with your baby, right, your baby boy, your baby girl, they may be a big boy, big girl now, graduating from high school, graduating from primary school, even stepping into the first grade, and you're looking for some place to break bread, to be able to come together as a family, to have a beautiful environment, a warm atmosphere, knife laughs and giggles, great drinks, very refreshing. They had some very refreshing stuff there. My kids love those particular things. All the lemonades, all the fruit punches, all the sangrias that you're looking for, house sangria. They have great stuff, and the food is delectable. You want to be able to check them out, man. The number is 677-6776, 677-6776, so you can check them out on opentable.com and be able to make your reservations for Coco Plum Bistro. Tell Chantel Howard sent you down there. Go and check that thing out. So they got everything laid out, guys. Make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper and find out all the information from them as to exactly the position that's going on and where we are here in the country. So you can be able to see exactly what's what. I want to be able to play something for you guys. I want to play something for you because something was going on in my head, right? Something was going on in my head, and I wanted to kind of play something for you. Now, we stuck on this kind of a position. If you look in the newspaper, that you start to see this. AG says that the BPL can buy back all shares if it wants, right? The Pinder insists that government entering a responsible deal for BPL, right? The government exploring the government exploring litigation options over illegal guns from the United States of America. Kobe Davis fires back at Pintard on latest criticism on BPL, and Henfield indicates that the governments have failed nation over Freedom of Information Act. This is information that we received, but something actually came to me. Over the past few days, we've been able to see this sort of a conversation come out into the public to talk about a position that the PLP has taken in their administration to be able to identify. Now, let's shoot straight. This Howard, I can be decent. I'm a very progressive young man. I understand the need for access, and I live in a time of instant gratification, so don't fight me. However, I'm indifferent with this sort of this shifting approach. There's nothing concrete. There's nothing steadfast in terms of a position that you've taken as a government. And that is very upsetting to a young person like me, all right? From the government has taken on this position, they indicate that they want a $2.5 million plane to do whatever they need as it relates to being able to reach these people, to identify those things. They have not presented a case to it. They have not presented a case. They only want to say, well, what you did, what you didn't do, and then this is a red herring, a deflection. You haven't presented a case. The case is identify the travel over the course of all politicians, the 39 members of politicians that continue to be able to travel, identify those particular people, provide a number, right? Give it an average travel on a day-to-day basis for these particular persons, right? Give a contrast for fuel. How much fuel is you going to be spending? How much person is going to be? You have to give us some information. The only thing that you've provided now is saying that this has been confiscated. And as a result of the confiscation, this is going to be repurposed. With $2.5 million, we're going to make these things down. Well, that's peculiar. Why didn't you come up to the front with this? Why didn't you come to the forefront with this? The issue that I have is a lack of conviction and being able to stand on the decision that you've made and being able to speak with power, with strength and determination, and provide all the information necessary to say, this is why we've made this decision. We thought it out thoroughly, and this is the position that we've taken. I want you to listen to something from MSNBC, right? MSNBC is going to give us some information on something that's almost jaw-dropping in this day and age right now for any politician. Take a listen.
So Louisiana, as of tonight, is now the first state to require the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom in the state after the governor signed this controversial bill into law. And it gets pretty specific. saying the commandments have to be on a poster-sized display with font that's easy to read. The governor seems to be spoiling for the legal fight here, and it looks like he will get it with a bunch of civil liberties groups, including the ACLU, saying in just the last couple of hours, wait a second, this is not constitutional, and that they're planning to sue. Vaughn Hilliard is joining us now with more.
Right, Hallie. Look, we have seen some of these conservative states go and challenge what has previously been decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. In this situation, back in 1980, the U.S. Supreme Court, they ruled against a Kentucky measure that would have required public classrooms to have the Ten Commandments inside of the classrooms. And yet 45 years have passed. It is a different Supreme Court with a conservative lean to it. And the conservative legislature and Republican Governor Landry, who signed this measure into law, made the conscious decision that they're going to go and try to challenge that. Now, the ACLU, to note, and other organizations have already indicated that they intend to file a lawsuit in which they say, in part, quote, the law violates the separation of church and state and is blatantly unconstitutional. Politicians have no business imposing their preferred religious doctrine on students and families in public schools. So we've seen other Republican states consider this type of measure here, but they haven't gone forward with it, knowing that it would face a legal lawsuit. But for now, in the state of Louisiana, these public classrooms from kindergarten all the way through universities are going to be required to have a poster size version of the Ten Commandments posted inside of these classrooms. Hallie?
Thanks for watching.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a little something. I tell you, I always be up and down on the people internet looking for, not necessarily looking for information, but always kind of keeping my ears perked to be able to hear the direction that we're traveling in life. And I thought this was peculiar. I thought this was unique. And Governor Landry, who is a Republican in the state of Louisiana, which is, you get the backstory, Louisiana, it was purchased. There was a Louisiana purchase in 1803. 1812, it actually became a state. And so it was actually rolled into the United States of America. So essentially America was expanding during this time. But if you remember, if you know any information about the French Revolution, you know any information about this transition to where there was a lot of Creole persons, French, Haitian, Creole, and other persons who were living in Louisiana. And so the state has always been sort of charged with spirituality, not necessarily only Christianity, spirituality. So there was always a level of religion. There was always some genuflection and acknowledgement to a spiritual element that always existed in Louisiana. Things shifted, things happened. You remember Katrina, you remember the Gulf, you remember the spill in Gulf, the oil spill in the Gulf and all these particular things that happened over the years. And you now know that we're in this posture and position globally where, despite the fact that there may be sort of a slight advantage in the United States of America from a Senate standpoint and the House standpoint, where you can see the conservatives being able to have just a little slight advantage or an edge on that particular perspective, and also being able to see this sort of a charge from an American far and wide being able to call for Trump, there is conviction showing up. There is conviction showing up in Governor DeSantis. There's conviction showing up in Jeff Landry. You know why? Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. You know why? Because Trump, in the embodiment of defiance that Donald Trump is, there is a very clear understanding, in my view, as I look and I observe, in my view, that there is a very clear understanding that there is deprivation, that there is a deficit of sort of the moral rail, the sort of the guardrails of being able to say that this is where we go, this is where we don't go. This idea of democracy, this idea of liberty, right? And this sort of a flinging the doors wide open and seeing some things happen after two courses, almost two rhythms, two cycles now of three cycles of democracy and being able to see things take this kind of a shape. The conservatives in America are looking for someone to stand up. DeSantis wanted to be that guy. They're looking for someone to stand up. And obviously, Jeff Landry is going to be able to take a shot at this thing. Because we are looking at what's happening with Trump, and they're going to make a determination that if Trump go to jail, he probably ain't going to make it out. But there is a burning desire for a conservative position. My point, as we bring this thing home. Our politicians, for the most part, have not taken on a very strong position. I'm not talking locally. I'm talking from a national standpoint. Our prime ministers, as he teeters near the edge of the sun for the position of being able to identify himself from a global perspective to talk about climate change, that doesn't affect us. It doesn't do anything for us. It doesn't speak to the character, the moral, the position of who we are as a people. It doesn't do anything for us. In fact, all he's being able to say is that we are in the way of what's going to be able to happen from a global perspective in the event that the sea levels rise over the next 25, 30 years. It doesn't do anything for us. It doesn't do anything for us. His relentless agitation to talk about carbon credits, so forth and so on, it doesn't do anything for us. It does a great deal for him. It doesn't do anything for us as a nation, as a people, not now in the interim and not in the future that we can be able to see. Let's be decent as we talk about this. This is not me saying he shouldn't do it. This is me saying to you relentlessly that I've identified that there's two campaigns, one here locally and there's another international campaign. And as we look at those campaigns, it seems as though none, not the PLP campaign locally and not the international campaign to be able to run forward with climate change, is doing anything to effect change for the people of the Bahamas because it's lack of conviction. The conversations that need to be had is the positions that we take, which is faith-based. My God, you all can fight me today, but I'm ready to fight. There's no faith. How can we let a conservative in the United States of America that's charged with LGBT energy far and wide in the United States of America that's talking about liberty for all, those persons in the Bible Belt understanding their posture and position and realizing that there still is an appetite, though there's not persons speaking about it, there is an appetite for a conservative voice, for a steadfast position to be able to lead our families in a particular direction. And no one says anything about it. Y'all tell DeSantos that he's crazy. Now, Jeff Landrieu has taken on this kind of position right after we've seen they take our prayer at the school the other day. But locally, no one is having a strong position. The closest to strength that we've had is this forging of a relationship with the Ex-Im Bank to ensure that we can be able to get some things done. Guys, we got to be able to strengthen ourselves in this time. There has to be conviction presented. As we presented ourselves and being able to dissect the leadership that was leading forward for the Free National Movement, the leadership for the PLP, and what our expectations were for leadership moving to the country, the one thing that's steadfast that I continue to be able to look for is conviction. I saw it presented, and then I saw it diluted in front of me. I couldn't understand it. I couldn't understand it. How is there an expectation that in the event that you're in this position of power for the country, that you continue to genuflect to the needs, to the whims, to the concepts and ideas of the men and women around us and say things like, well, what you want us to do, man? We can't do nothing. We only 400,000 people. We ain't got no army. My God, but we got two dangling. Anyway, let me be decent. We got strength, man. And we were called significantly, if you had any understanding of how things were going, if you had that spiritual representation, even in the proximity of your cabinet, people that who was really connected, the proximity of your executive council that provides you counsel, you would realize that there is something happening. And this is the time for you to be able to take a stand. You're letting Governor Landrieu take a stand. You're letting Governor DeSantos take a stand. You're letting Fred McElbein take a stand. My God, I just want to be decent. You're letting Reese Chipman take a stand. These are men and people and even women, right? Mia Motley in a particular position, take a stand for her people. This poverty that continues to be able to loom and we push back. As we throw corn at the door of the closet, just so this poverty doesn't break through and be able to overtake, we do our best to kind of keep that thing closed. That's what we do. We borrow. There's no creativity, no innovation, nothing happening in our country other than men cowering and saying, well, what we could do, what we could do. It's a soft position to take. And I want to know if they can be able to do this. Such a wonderful thing. Of course they can get sued. Of course, that's the whole idea. They can get sued. The precedent has already been set from 1980 to indicate the separation of church and state. The conservative has taken on this particular position, and he take a chance. He took a chance. It mightn't work, but my God, you will never forget him for taking a chance and taking a stand. For righteousness. For what is right. We don't know this man's life. We don't know nothing. But we know that we're losing our children left and right. We know that the Ministry of Education has taken on a position to create avenues to feed children, to educate children, to teach children, to be able to reinforce this concept and idea of the truant officers coming out. They're doing everything. But I'm asking, what are we doing from a spiritual standpoint to be able to touch these children's soul? To make them to know that their being, that the essence of them is not only flesh and blood, but there's something that's deeper in them. And if we mold and shape that, we could have a better country. But the only thing y'all want to do is put food in their mouth. My God, let's be decent and have a good conversation. Join me today, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Quick break, quick commercial break. We're going to take this break and be right back after this.
The foundation. For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Looking for great device deals and offers this summer? Look no further! Alive has special discounts on the latest smartphones, Ring devices, and accessories. Plus, as an Alive customer, you can expect exclusive Get Extra offers and rewards, which means even more value for your money. We're talking more data, prizes, and surprises. Upgrade with us and experience the perfect summer with Alive in store or at bealive.com/deals.
Your health just got brighter with Lamp Insured. Sign up for Doctors Hospital's Lamp Insurance Supplement Plan and enjoy copay waivers and complete access with no upfront ER or inpatient collections. Only $30 per month. Visit doctorshosp.com/lamp to sign up or contact 242-822-1009. That's 242-822-1009. Your journey to affordable and worry-free healthcare begins now.
Introducing Blissful Escapes in Paradise, a sanctuary of relaxation and rejuvenation. Step into a world of tranquility and let our experienced hands soothe your senses. Whether our luxurious massages, infrared sauna, or specialty body wraps, our treatments are designed to leave you feeling refreshed and revitalized. As a special offer for the month of June, we are featuring three special packages to pamper and spoil the amazing men in your life. Give us a call today at 327-BLISS. That's 327-2547. And indulge in a moment of serenity at Blissful Escapes in Paradise.
The foundation.
And we are back, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. We're talking today, live and in full effect. The lines are open. If you want to be able to participate in the conversation, please do so. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up, 422-4796. Let me read this indecent text. As we get into it, I'm going to read this for you. I'm going to read it, right? So he says, you stay right there, Howard. You stay right there. Them same people who will be calling for the reinstitution of lynching. My God. He says, I remember years ago, one Southern Baptist preacher, missionary, preaching that mixing up of the races was ungodly. Trump? They called Trump Jesus the other day because they was getting persecuted by the devil Democrats, a.k.a. the unwashed Philistines. It's the Texas coming through. Now, I'm not having a conversation about the fanatics. Are you going to always bring the fanatics in the room as we talk? Are you going to pick these crazy people? Oh, I'm sorry, we're not supposed to be using the word crazy. We found that out yesterday. Are you going to bring these fanatics in the room? Let's be decent, is it? Let's talk about this. Are you going to bring the fanatics? We're not having a conversation about that. We're having a conversation with you. Me and you, we're talking. As you look at the dynamics of your family, you look at the dynamics of your sister family, your brother family, the makeup of the family entirely. You look at persons who've been divorced, who are church people, faith-based people, and you look at the nature of the country. You look at increased murders. You look at increased attempts of suicide. You look at this sort of an increased sexual immorality. You look at this increased position, significantly increased position of persons being able to pursue other people's property and other people's privates as it relates to rape. You look at this increase from almost every subsector and every division spoken to specifically by the Ten Commandments that's being broken every single day. And not just by the populace. Let's be decent. Someone else texts me and say, Howard, let me read the text. So it says, a deficit in the morals that they themselves don't adhere to? Yes. Let's be decent about this. We're seeing an increase in crimes and immoralities in both the populace, the general public, from a private perspective and position, and also our leaders and politicians. And no one is trying to make a determination as to whether or not this goes back to us not knowing within ourselves. And you know something? Let's be decent. I think we know within ourselves. We inherently know. We know sin. We know wrong. We know right. We know. My baby knows. When she's doing something wrong, I say, hey. She's two. She just reached two. And she then pause. And then she can hide it. We know sin. Nobody lied to you. You know your DNA tells you this going contrary to your existence. This ain't who we supposed to be. We know sin. Now, I'm not here to drag these fanatics in the conversations. They exist. They're out there. But I want to identify them for the sake of this conversation as a niche sector, a niche subsector. For the purposes of this conversation, we're talking about those of us who have had at least good training at home. We went to school. We got our education. We have a very clear understanding. And we ourselves are now have become the leaders of our society. But as we move and step into this position of leadership, we have forgotten one thing. Is it our faith? Is it our commitment? Is it our adherence? Or have we brought with us something that's foreign into a space for growth and productivity? This kind of a foreign concept that says it is what it is. That's not ours. That is foreign to our language. That is foreign to our mouths. We have never even uttered those words as children. It has never been it is what it is. But we've morphed into a space and a place where we're unrecognizable. My only question is, how do we get back on track? Let's be decent. Let me take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, cuz, put your radio down. What's happening?
Yeah, I turned it down. Out.
What you saying?
Why in the world you tell people calling and then you...
Why are you always just calling Rao before you do that? I don't understand you, you know. You fight me. It's a show. Let me do my show every time you... Jesus. Anyway... Next call, got it. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere for the family violence, hit me up, 242-300. Don't change the energy of the show, man. We have a good conversation. Don't make me feel like I did you something wrong. The show just started. Don't do that, man. Let's be decent. Let me see if I can read the next one of these texts. It says, I support the Republicans in implementing biblical standard. Young people from K-1 to university need to know God. The Bahamas is majority a conservative nation. Times may change, but the word remains the same. I like this. But the truth of the matter is that the introduction of the Ten Commandments is not necessarily knowing God. That is a very clear understanding of us being able to move in one direction or another. And if you listen to some other news clips, you would see that persons are saying things like, teachers will be able to be distracted and not being able to teach if they have to be able to always talk about these things. I disagree with that. I disagree with that entirely. But the inquisitive natures of children and access to this particular information, what you can do is go and search it out for yourself. I think that's what's going to happen. I think that conservative element for a lot of persons who have now their fathers and their father's fathers have left the church and the formality of religion, this will be a reintroduction to that. And I'd like to be able to see things like that happen, right? So let's do that. Let me see if I can take a telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard, I like the way you start your show.
Thank you, man.
I really, really enjoy. You painted a wonderful picture of how true we and untrue we are at the same time.
Thank you, man.
We seem to be caught up in trying to have satisfy someone who doesn't want to know that you're satisfying them, and then people at the bottom, you come down and give them a different story. But we all are going to have to, you know, when God shows up, regardless of what commandment you read, that's when he shows up. And he doesn't show up for you and me at the same time. If we're in the same train, it'd crash maybe, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But he shows up. And what he shows up with is the person you could have been if you had been that prodigal son that stayed in heaven. That's the judge you're going to face. So if you live your life realizing that's a fact, because the one that stayed is the one that was not delivered, that was the one that was conceived, you'd live your life differently. Mm-hmm. That's voice that's whispering to you to don't do that, that's your surname, and that voice that wants to get out there and be a rebel, that's the Howard.
Mm.
So when God shows up, that's when it happens. Now, the Bahamas has never had a leader that actually identified the DNA of the country and wrote a formula, a script, that everyone would want to buy in and follow. You know, it's really difficult to get 30%, well, 90%, 100%
now,
of everybody
do
on
you
board.
Mean do you mean from a faith perspective, or do
I
you mean generally?
Faith, I mean a secular, political, the whole gambit of what's in the bubble. All right?
That's
I don't
heavy.
Want to take one thing
so,
out of the bubble.
So you don't put Lyndon Pinellas in this category at all? He ain't even close?
See, hold on now. So Lyndon, I happen to know a little bit about him,
mm-hmm.
and he started off very well,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't continue that. He got sidetracked with the Shah and then friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's so, like I say, you want to have one foot up there, the way Donald Trump is trying to satisfy, you know, them people, them conservatives, the billionaires. Do you know, if why don't we have someone like who's running the numbers business? Be clear. I mean, here it is now. Bill Gates identified, look, I pay $10 million in taxes. Boom. What are these guys paying in taxes that we could qualify them having more favors done to them, particularly the one Sebastian was complaining just a little while ago?
Mm.
Let's see what you're paying in taxes, because you should pay more. So the Bahamas ain't gonna never have someone who's going to say, you're making more, you're sucking the blood. In fact, you are causing a lot of people to die. Particularly, I don't want to go into the ones that sell alcohol. That's a slower death, because every drop you put in, it burns your liver. Mm. All right, that's not something that's going to cause you to be a healthier person. You stop dreaming eventually because of alcohol, and you know what happens then. You lose all sense of reality. Go in Fox Hill by the roundabout. You see what they're talking about.
Thank you,
and they are well represented, okay?
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for your contribution. I won't follow you. I could hear that you're conservative in your talk, and I got a text just now that's actually started to be able to speak about these things. It's Howard, please. Everyone should be free to worship in whatever, let's read it, in whatever way they wish. But the tenets of no one religion should be used to govern us all. Okay, so so my faith is Christianity. My faith, my position, my adherence, my allegiance is to the supremacy of God. That's just me. This is who I am. I recognize that a lot of persons, especially with time, they pursue an answer for themselves of who this God is, what this supremacy is. And that's nothing that we're fighting for. We as a nation continue to be able to agitate for education. This education has given us this exposure and different positions and a different understanding. Okay, I'm not fighting you. There has to be an anchor for our society. That's all I want to do. I want to have very clear understanding. And where I remember that anchor existed for all of us, even for many of you who've taken on this kind of a position that you're an atheist or you don't believe in God or God is a sham, is a liar, these pastors is lie, so forth and so on. With age, you understood those things. But you were a good and decent child for the most part. You were a good and decent child who recited these things, and your recitation took you into a position where you always acknowledge the training that you got at a particular age. I think there'll come a juncture for all of us to be able to open up our eyes. There'll be a Damascus experience for all of us to pursue this thing for ourselves, whether or not this is for us or whether it's Selassie or Christie or whoever, or Buddha, it's up to you. That's your business. My faith is Christianity because I was on that road. I was on that road and I dissect, deduced, identified, and realized that relationship to me and for what I've done and what kept me as a child is this. And that's why I remain steadfast in my faith. So all I'm saying to you is that politicians need to present themselves in the position to identify collectively conviction. That's it. That's all I'm saying to you. That's all I'm saying to you. This might be difficult to understand because some politicians may have different views. Okay, I'm not going to fight them. The overarching view and position, even in the preamble, speaks to Christianity. We, a nation that believes in this, should have an adherence to it. And I like this concept about being able to put the Ten Commandments. This ain't take no, you ain't got to go to no big place for this. This is a conversation that could happen in the cabinet right now. On Tuesday, put it at the top of the docket. Hey, we want the Ten Commandments in every body classroom in the Bahamas. Every classroom in the Bahamas. If you're here and the government of the Bahamas provides you a license to be able to execute it, we want the Ten Commandments in every classroom, private, public, and even if you are a home teacher, you can put that in the classroom. This is what our intention is. On the top of the docket, boom, 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 declaration in the House, boom, by Wednesday next week, you come to the House of Assembly, you talk about it. It is done. Done. With an expectation, if we don't see it, there should be consequences. Let's talk about it. No major consequences. We won't put nobody in jail, but we want everyone on the same page. That's all. That's all. It's going to come a time with education and the way that the world is going with AI and all this, that children are still going to make their own decisions. That's it. We're not going to fight them. As they move towards maturity and matriculate towards a strengthened position, they are going to make decisions for themselves. We've made our own decisions. But there has to be an avenue, given the fact that many fathers aren't in the home anymore. There isn't an authority figure in the home anymore. Mothers in the homes, they are pursuing 2 and 3 jobs to be able to get themselves because they are independent and they don't need no man and so forth and so on. All these things are happening now. Do we debate this or do we try to get our country back on track? Whilst our prime minister is traveling the world to have a conversation about climate change, our prime minister is traveling the world in terms of being able to look for opportunities to be able to bring finances here, the immorality in trying to be able to find out how do we fix a broken people that's not being addressed. You want, let's expand the jail. That's the answer. Let's expand the jail. My God, we got to kill these murderers. You realize that a lot of these things is as a result of us as a community as a whole. Let's talk about it. Next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Oh, good afternoon, Howard.
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
This would not stand. You couldn't even pray in American schools.
You couldn't even pray.
You couldn't even pray. So I guess them 6 politicians on the Supreme Court, they empowering these right-wing fanatics. In everybody's house, they have atheists, agnostics, Buddha, Hindus, they got what type of people who don't believe in Christianity. For children, they don't even know what is do not commit adultery. That's ludicrous. I mean, like, I would never dream that Roe v. Wade would be turned down. 50 years of peace now, America, in turmoil, if you don't believe in that, just don't do it. That's like abortion, and that's like Trump have the whole place is upside down. And Trump is a demon, but he want to go to jail, so he want 4 more years. Like, this is just crazy what a governor do, because from grade one, they don't understand what adultery is and don't cover their neighbors. It's just crazy. It's just, I guess, with the six politicians on the Supreme Court, anything likely to happen. Because they dare to turn to America, but that can't happen. America is a place of freedom. Mm-hmm. Even here, they stop being in America, we stop doing it here.
This happened in the Bible Belt now. This happened in the Bible Belt. This happened in those southern states. This happened in Oklahoma, Texas, Georgia, other things like that. This happened down there in Alabama.
But
this happened down there.
But not everyone believe in Christianity or follow that so strictly, like the Jews. Not all Jews is practicing Jews.
But is there any expectation that everybody can do it? Is there any expectation that everybody can do it? If I cook, let's say hypothetically, I cook pork chop in my house. I got 4 children. I don't expect all 4. I got to fight them.
But some people don't want it.
They don't want the pork chop.
They don't believe in it. Some parents don't want it, and they're exposed to that. So they don't believe in it. As soon as you excuse the Christian, some people is agnostic. Do you know what is that?
Agnostic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't believe is there the God, ain't there God? You just don't care. You just live a life good, decent. Like I have friends,
but that's
who
it. See. As a society, this is not a push for Christianity. This is a reminder of what exists from a constitutional standpoint for our country. This is not a push for Christianity. I am a Christian. I stand fast and steadfast in what I believe in. Okay, so now, but understand what I'm saying to you. There has to be a moral compass that is introduced to the children at grade one that they could see repetition grade 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way up to university and has consistency with the expectation of how you conduct yourself socially. There have to be something.
Legislate morality.
This is not legislation of morality.
It's big time, Bob Bishop get up.
But how you view it as legislation to morality?
On my table, and nobody can damn him.
But I'm trying to figure out how can you identify this as legislation to morality? All these are proverbial guide marks and rails to say that if you want to conduct yourself as a productive social partner, this is what you do or don't do. That's it.
Christianity got is good and it's bad. Like Christianity was there when slavery was right hand in hand. The Catholic Church got all the free land to get those slaves to believe in.
But it's okay. Because I don't want to take the conversation contrary. I want to know from you, what are your guide marks to be able to introduce our children in the midst of what's happening with murder, rape, killing, Robin, sweethearting in our country, the perpetuation of it for such a small society. How do we introduce a concept to be able to put people back in line and charge them from a spiritual standpoint to say that it's more than that? Talk to me about
it. That's simple. Everything comes with a consequence. Everything has a consequence. You can't get kids with 15 guns, $200 worth of dope.
This is a heavy conversation that you
have.
This is a heavy conversation that you have.
A 40-year sentence. Everything comes with a consequence. The children ain't scared.
This heavy what you're saying to me.
They ain't serious. The lawmakers ain't serious.
It's heavy what you're saying
to me. We want to sue the United States for guns. We need to start from here. Lock up people. Lock up people who are selling guns.
But this is happening.
Over 3 guns for 35 years. That's it. Simple.
I like what you're saying.
Change the law.
I like what you're saying. I like it. I appreciate your telephone call. I got to get out here for break and then get to news. But before we do that, I won't say this. I just want to be decent as I say this. Consequences exist right now. And you have to weigh every single person who decides, the 14-year-old, the 15-year-old, the 16-year-old, who decides to pick up a gun and murder. They have to make a determination of the consequences that exist. They're old enough. They know. All right, if I get caught, I may get killed or I go to jail. Some of them would rather the former. They would rather get killed than to go to jail. We've seen these things. They're willing to shoot out. They're ready to go. They can bang the thing right to the end. They say, die on the ride. I hear people saying this. They're ready to die on the ride. Okay, let's be clear. Let's be clear about this. If the consequences exist right now, And they're making determinations that they will still pursue, whether that be the pleasure, whether that be the crime, whether that be whatever their goal is in their heart. They're still pursuing that. And the consequences exist right now. It says to me that they would rather deal with the consequences of the tribulation that they are going to visit upon people than to deal with the consequences of the circumstances and the environment that they're living in now. My God, this is a deep conversation you put me in. That young children got to decide if I won't be poor and nobody forever, or if the only options I have is to pick up a gun or go and rob someone, my God, I might as well take a chance. And nobody looking at this. Nobody having these conversations. Nobody talking to us about how do we reform this. It cannot be the expansion of jail. That cannot be it. It cannot be tougher penalties. That cannot be it. It has to be, how do we change their minds? How do we change their hearts? How do we make them to understand that to be a Bohemian citizen is a pride unto itself? How? We got to figure that out. Let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and get right back after this.
Foundation. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the family island.
Introducing Blissful Escapes in Paradise, a sanctuary of relaxation and rejuvenation. Step into a world of tranquility and let our experienced hands soothe your senses. Whether our luxurious massages, infrared sauna, or specialty body wraps, our treatments are designed to leave you feeling refreshed and revitalized. As a special offer for the month of June, we are featuring three special packages to pamper and spoil the amazing men in your life. Give us a call today at 327-BLISS. That's 327-2547. And indulge in a moment of serenity at Blissful Escapes in Paradise.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation. Beautiful, beautiful Friday, laid back Friday. Every time we say it's a laid back Friday, sort of to have a conversation about some things, we actually get deep. But I'm not going to stop saying it. So let's do what we have to do and get as deep as we can. The numbers are there. Please be a part of the conversation. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands. 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Is the caller on the line? Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, Anton, what's up?
Hey, radio man. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good afternoon, man. I'm fantastic, man. You get in first on the break. My God, you did well. You did well. What's happening?
Howard, I believe you missed your second calling on Comedy Star Duval.
What'd you
say? Anyway, how about good afternoon to yourself and good afternoon to the nation, right? Let me walk right in, Howard. This challenge that you were talking about, Howard, and let me start off by saying that's one of the things that I appreciate about the Republicans, right? Their conservative perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it tremendously,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't know if I could say much else about the Republicans' policies that I appreciate, but I certainly appreciate the conservative perspective that they stand on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And and I appreciate it with all my heart. As it relates to you know, changing things in the country, Howard, we have to fight that fight on multiple platforms. It's not just one area, it's multiple platforms, because there is the here and now that's ongoing. We have to develop the formula for that. There is the up and coming that could venture into that area. There's a formula that has to be developed for that. And I've spoken all of these things on multiple occasions on your show. I don't know, many other shows over the last 20 years. But as it relates to the here and to the up and coming, we got to get to the students from the preschool level.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to implement the programs in the schools to teach the children the knowledge that they need, to equip them with the knowledge they need, to be able to deal with preventative measures. You know what I mean, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
Conflict resolution and, you know, how to de-escalate and other things like that while they are young, so that they grow up with that mindset. Even if it's not present in the homes that they are coming from,
mm-hmm.
at least they would have wind of it, and they would have some wisdom that they could apply when they find themselves. And I say when they find themselves.
Because they will. Because they will. All of us have come
exactly.
to that point. Every
all
single
of
one of us.
Find ourselves in situations of conflict. And it's just a matter of where we are, what's going on, what the end results would be, right? And so it's a lot of work that has to be done in that regard, Howard. A lot of money has to spend, and a lot of work has to be done to rework the minds of individuals who, in many instances, have had a lifetime to develop their mindset, which is almost next to impossible, but nothing is impossible on the planet to change, as we know, with those who are believers of God. Moving on to what else I wanted to really get into, Howard, why I really called. I want to explore further this conversation with BPL, Howard. I think it's worthy to explore as the government of the Bahamas, the government that I support, is moving strongly towards restructuring BPL, right? And upgrading BPL. I listened to what the Attorney General said. Can you hear me, Howard?
I read you.
I listened to what the Attorney General said as it relates to the ability to buy back the shares, right? I listened to what the minister had to say as well as it relates to within a seven-year period being able to buy back a certain percentage of the shares and 2% going to charity, right? And I also listened to what from The Guardian, all of this from The Guardian, by the way, because mm-hmm. I haven't gone back to the FNM site since the convention.
okay, go ahead.
But I had to go ahead and hear what the word was coming out of the Pentad camp and what the word was coming out of the Menace camp. I got a lot of that from yourself, right? But listening to The Guardian and the news that Dwight played after me and Emma had our discussion this morning, was a lot more information being provided in that update. And I to be quite frank, Howard, I believe that Pintard made some good suggestions that even if the government of the Bahamas that I support isn't prepared to go in that direction, I believe the suggestions that he made are noteworthy, and the government of the Bahamas should respond to those suggestions. Because when I read, And this is my woman of business, and but at the end of the day, my name is Anton Thompson, and I stand on my own 2 feet, and I stand as an independent thinking individual and as a bohemian. And so I don't swallow anything hook, line, and sinker, okay,
mm-hmm.
if it doesn't sit right in my spirit. And I'm not saying that the minister's press release yesterday didn't sit right in my spirit, but what I am saying is, based upon what Pintard spoke to in his press conference, right, which led the minister to respond to Pintard. You can hear me clearly,
yes,
Howard?
Yes, I read you.
I think the minister made a blanket statement that didn't go far enough, right? And when I say didn't go far enough, I mean PENTAD was specific in the recommendations that he made. After he gave his criticism, he gave some recommendations, which I thought some of them were noteworthy. I believe it's important for minister to address those specific recommendations that he made and explain to the Bahamian people based upon the knowledge that she has, which the Bahamian people does not not the beneficiaries of. I believe it's important for her to take those items line for line, the recommendations, and they want a great deal of them. So it shouldn't take a long press release to do it, but address them and explain why the government of the Bahamas does not support what he is explaining, and further explain why it cannot work.
But that'll show that there is a methodical government at the helm. That's what it'll show. Hold on. Yeah. Let's be decent. Let me be decent with you. If this is done the way that you stretch it out, it will be the evidence of a methodical, inclusive government that cares about the direction of the country. Yes. That is not what we've seen.
And a little bit more than that, Howard, because what it would also do, Howard, and if the government, and this is constructive advice that I'm giving, and I pray God that minister and other ministers of the cabinet, the government period, takes the advice in a positive manner, right? Because if we could mount our responses as a government to this level of responsibility that I'm speaking to, then we would find that instead of being on the defense all the time, where we're fending off attacks, we would in edifying the Bahamian people, in helping the Bahamian people understand.
There's a lot what you're saying, Anton. You use words like edify. That to me is the silhouette and the makeup of a new day concept. Come on now, talk to me.
It absolutely is, and it is what I expected based upon my knowledge when I start on the platform for the PLP, Howard. But we have fallen short, Howard.
Short
in the way we respond to things. And the way we're responding, to my mind, Howard, it's a bit too abrasive. It's a bit too aggressive. We are the government
Anton,
of the Bahamas.
You're getting deep.
And so first and foremost, pardon me?
You're getting deep.
First and foremost, we have a responsibility to respond, right? That is our responsibility. And in us embracing that responsibility, Howard, in us taking serious that responsibility and laying out the facts, just like we would in a case before the court of law, that would empower the Bahamian people to stand up for us so that when the Bahamian people hear misinformation or other information contrary, they know how to take a stand for us in the policies that we are presenting. But if we fail to do that, if we take the position, Howard, as I said on Chivago show yesterday, of being haughty or taking the haughtiness approach, that would bode bad for us at the polls, because no matter what good you may have going on in the country, no matter what good you may be trying to implement for the people, if the people perceive you as haughty, that haughty perception will overshadow everything positive and everything good that you were trying to do, and the people will start to shut you out. They will not be prepared to listen to you. And so I think we got to come down a notch or two. And I'm using this medium, and I thank you for the opportunity, Howard, you and the Guardian. I'm using this medium, Howard, because this is the medium that I'm led to use, Howard, because I've tried the other approaches already, and there's so much more that I could say that I would not say, because this isn't the appropriate medium to express some other concerns that I have. But I'm taking this medium because I want people to understand the same personal. I'm a PLP supporter. I put it all on the line for this government. I want us to succeed. But in order for us to succeed, we got to take a couple of steps back and reapproach and try a different approach than that what we have been using.
I like it, Anton.
It's not working. Thank you for the opportunity, Howard. God bless and continue to do the good works, my brother.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. I want to trip with you as I look at these particular things. What we've seen from a traditional standpoint in politics is a reactive approach, very reactive, right? If I am to be honest with you, from a historic standpoint, individuals within government sectors have been reactive. Okay? The only one, can I say this? Y'all just fight me when I say things like this, but the one person from a leadership standpoint that we've seen has always been prepared and accessing information and can be able to dissect it and to really be able to make a determination of what our expectations are to go forward is Hubert Ingraham. Y'all don't like when I say that, but it's the truth. You don't like when I say that. You forget when Hurricane Joaquin came, right? What the prime minister got it? Jaquan. Hurricane Jaquan came. And the prime minister stood to the podium and he said, they passed me this when I got to the car. But you know, I get, and he flipped the page. He said, they passed me this when I got in the car. But you know, and he threw it on the table and he talked, just talk. Didn't know what he was saying because he didn't read the brief. The only person who I know from a political standpoint that I could be able to remember who had access to the information was Hubert Ingraham. In fact, Hubert Ingraham had this information and he would take on the position and indicate that other persons had true potential, but they were lazy in terms of ingesting the information. I just want to be decent. I won't call no names. He said they were lazy in terms of ingesting this information. You were articulate, you were insightful, you had proper connections, great last name, so forth and so on, but you didn't ingest this information. So you could articulate it with fluidity to the Bahamian people when they require it. And the reason why we see this kind of a flippant approach in politics, this kind of a reactive approach in politics, is because the politicians are not prepared with the information. They're not methodical in their thinking. They did not deduce this accordingly. They are reactive. To have a conversation with me after you already come to the front and say you can identify $2.5 million to be able to do this and that with the plane, so forth and so on, then come back and tell me, no, y'all, relax. This is a plane that'll be confiscated. You should have given me that information up front. You know how it is, Rao. You know. Not a Bahamian out here is saying that you shouldn't do this, you know. We are saying you did not present information at the forefront. You were not transparent with us. And as a result of this lack of transparency, you can get a problem with us. It's the same problem myself in my house. I'm not going to row you for the money, but you ain't going to take it. You have to inform me. This is what I do. This is what I've done. This is what I need. Bam! You're reactive, you're casual, you're flippant, and you're nonchalant with the Bahamian people of information that we require for our growth, for our development, for our edification. We need to know. And you're fighting us because we ask. Let me take a next telephone call. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. That's the caller we got? I can't hear it. Let me try the next one. Caller on the line, go ahead. No? Give me the next one. Caller on the line with us live, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great, man. I call in for the show.
Yeah, man, you're right here. You got me. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to talk to the fellow who's called for the PLP.
Anton. You want me to give you his number?
I am so proud of him.
Okay.
From his beginning of calling his radio show to the point where he is to now, I can say he moved on from a PLP supporter to a more Bahamian, going into Bahamianization, I'll put it like that.
I like what you
said. He's more for the Bahamian people now.
I like that.
And that call, what he just called, that touched me, man.
I like that.
That touched me, believe it. Because, like you say, he went deep.
He gone deep.
Yeah, he gone deep, man.
And he is saying some things, but we could read.
Yeah,
and we could see some things.
Yeah, but, you know, you can't say too much.
No, you can't.
Because when you go too deep, then they try to
drown
away from you.
Yeah.
But it's good. I listen to your show all the time.
I appreciate
man,
you,
listen.
Bro.
You really get in depth to the people in a more, I would say more loving way. Let me put it like that. In a loving way.
I appreciate
because
that.
You don't row with people on this show, you know.
No, I don't.
Like our other talk show hosts, they just get upset and cut you and think, I never hear you cut nobody.
No, no,
if they say something or you just laugh it off and you move on to the next call.
I appreciate
that's a good,
you.
That's a good spirit, though, my brother.
I appreciate you, my brother. Thank you so much for your
blessing.
Call. Yes, blessing. Thank you so much for your call. I cut the fella today. Let's just be clear. No, you only so much time you can do to see him. They're coming up. Let's be decent, man. Let's be decent. That's all I want. Let's be decent. I can't change your thinking. All I here to do is trouble the water of your stagnation. Trouble the water of that green moss in your spirit that said, my God, it is what it is. That's like I just write those dirty, wash me in the back of your car. That's what you wash on the top of that water. That stagnation. Under that is the potential to change this country. My God, all I want to do is trouble that. Trouble it. And remind you that we here together, Christian, Buddhist, non-believer, atheist, indifferent, voter, FNM, PLP, it don't matter, all of us here together, black, white, red, gray, I don't care what color you is, all of us are here together. And if the collective sentiment is that it is what it is, then none of us need to be here. It only goes back. And I tell you, I'm waiting on this book. Y'all didn't bring the book yet. I tell you, C. Allen brought it for me. I won't buy the book. I already called O.B. Pinlin. I called everybody and their ma. I need the vision of Lyndon Pinlin. I need that book. I need that. My father-in-law, I told you, he called me and he asked me, he said, man, I think I had that book. You know, excuse me, sir, that's my book that you have. How dare you forget? That's how long people just borrow things, they take this. He didn't borrow it, yes. He didn't let two hurricanes ride through. He didn't give me the book back. I'm not going to fight him. But if you got the book, bring the book. Somebody hit me up 827-0111. Come tell me where I can pick it up. No, I don't want to use your book. I won't buy the book. I need that. Because the one thing that I'm sure of, FNM, PLP, it don't matter your politics, Lyndon Pinlin was set here on a mission. I don't want to get mad spiritual with you. Maybe he didn't understand it. But now, in retrospect, in hindsight, as we look back and we deduce this, he made pronouncements over this nation with the expectation to move forward, upward, onward, together. All I want to do is remind you and trouble your spirit and so we could move forward. And that's why we got to look at incompetent leadership, if it exists. We got to deduce this and identify whether or not this is methodical, insightful leadership that understands where we need to go, where we are, and making an assessment of where we need to go in the future based upon all this information that they have. They're making the critical analysis. They're doing the SWOT analysis. They're doing all these particular things and coming to the Bahamian people. All we're seeing right now, because your honeymoon period is over. That time that has come and gone that you've celebrated and identified the fact that you were just living on borrowed time from the Free National Movement's budget, that is over. Now, you are saying to us things like this. Well, you know, well, we could, BPL can always buy back all his shares if they want, you know. Come on, man. That's not a decisive decision. That doesn't help us grow. And Anton was very kind when he said a few steps back. Oh, this ain't just a few steps back. You drop a couple flights. My God. You drop down two flights of stairs. Because this New Day administration is supposed to be very progressive in their posture. And we could see it on one end, but we don't see the holistic approach of being able to do it the way that they intended for it to be done. Let me take one call before we get out of here. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Alex, good afternoon.
Hey, what's up, Jeff?
Right here, man. On the eve of that beautiful day for my mom, I want to thank you again publicly for putting it out there for those persons who are very close to my family,
absolutely,
who may not have known the passing of my mom, but now they know they are invited to come and celebrate the life that she has given her family and so many other persons, especially in the nursing profession, the love and nurturing that she offered to everyone. So again, thank you publicly.
Absolutely,
for that.
Jeff.
I want to say to Anton, I would like to tip my hat to him again this afternoon. Antoine, even though persons would say that there are the different factions within the PLP, I'm going to tell you right now, for Antoine to speak effectively in the voice that many of us out here have been fighting for the bohemianization of our country, not for a political party and personalities, but for a country. I am so proud today to hear him utter the words that he did utter today. And publicly, I would like to tip my hat off to him. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is, what is so sad about this, Howard, and I'm going to end on this note here while I'm on a good wicket. The PLP party, the persons within that party are so far removed from the original plan that I believe the first leader, as well as the first prime minister of this country, and the cabinet that he had, they are so far removed that they have no particular love for the Bahamian people in the way that I believe Salim and the first administration really wanted for the Bahamian people. Prosperity in this country, and that was something that I am all too familiar with, where Sir Lyndon spoke about making the Bahamian people prosperous. Our people are not prosperous financially. We got a whole lot of talks about, we talk about majority rule and all this stuff, but the majority does not rule in this country. Mm. You know, and it hardens the heart, and it's sickening to the heart to know that the prospects that he would have spoken to and the galvanization of the people who believed in the vision and the dream that he had for this country, that the same political party that is supposed to be the standard bearer for the Bahamian people, they have failed. And they are failing today by representing the Bahamian people to bring more than anything financial prosperity to the hands of the people. And until that is done, and until they stop going in parliament, because this is the part really would really caught my interest this morning. If the four members of the FNM or five members of the FNM sitting in our parliament is a part of the government, how can the main caucus make decisions without even consulting or having the information disseminated to the four or five so they have a clear understanding of what's going on before it's tabled in parliament? I have a big problem with that. We need to stop being divisive in our parliament. We need to bring all sides together. We need to tie in the Bahamian people. Let our voices be heard before decisions are made on our behalf. They need to hear the voices of the people before they make some of these decisions. And I'm going to leave it right there, Howard, because my heart is really hardened. My heart is cold, and I'm very sad for what I see going on in this country today, especially with the standard bearer, the Progressive Liberal Party. Where's the progressiveness? This is what we would like to see in our country. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate it. Don't be wary in your well-doing. All of us have an objective and responsibility, and if it's for you to be able to articulate and stretch out what the government should do, this should be accepted and ingested as constructive criticism. Don't be dismayed. Don't be wary in your well-doing. We have a job out here, not because we're not frontline politics. We're frontline participants in the forward movement of this country. So let's do this together, guys. Quick commercial break. Going to be right back after this.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Ladies and gentlemen, King Dawn National Parkinson Foundation presents its 24th Charity Gala, Saturday, June 29, 2024, at the Grand Ballroom Grand Hyatt Bahama Convention Center. And here to set the mood right and the night tight is none other than international artist Johnny Gill.
You got to change your mind, 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 mind. You're sure good tonight.
Also the Defense Force Band and the Rhythm Band. You can purchase your tickets at Carey's Fabric on Mackey Street or Signature Starts Marathon Road. Cocktails at 6:45 p.m. and dinner at 7:45 p.m. And then you can have your fill of Johnny Gill.
One thing is true. God has blessed me. Let's get the mood right. Turn on.
What can make you happy and angry at the same time? The Angry Whopper and new Angry Chicken Sandwich at Burger King Nassau. It's time to get angry and take on the flavor sensation of BK's signature flame-grilled beef, spicy jalapenos, bacon, classic onion rings, cheese, fresh veggies, and all the fixings you love. Or try the new Angry Chicken with the same delicious spicy ingredients on a crispy chicken breast patty. Take your taste buds to the next level with the Angry Whopper and Angry Chicken today, only at Burger King Nassau.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant, the Foundation, chopping the thing down, having a good conversation with you, just talking about conviction, talking about opposition, talking about the introduction of morality, not necessarily morality, but an anchor that is viewed, if we can be able to identify and come to a consensus of an anchor that can be able to lead our children to a true north, I would accept that position. I want to read this text and then I want to go to the telephone call. It says, you cannot force Christianity on anyone. Children do not need to be taught about God. While my personal belief says that would probably be the best way, my feet on the ground, as instructed by God, says what's missing is morals. You don't need the Bible to teach morals. To teach a child good morals. Example, don't lie, don't steal, don't shoot Johnny with an M16. And I don't want Muslim children being forced to recite the Ten Commandments. If their path leads them to God, it would lead them to God. This is a text that's coming through. Now, this would be decent as I say this. There are little Rasta children in school right now. Little children in school with their hat. Do we call it a kufi, right? But anyway, they got a hat on, being able to cover their crown, right? So it doesn't expose as little children, right? Right now in school, you could see them. Some of them have it like the little girls plaid on their skirt. They have it wrap up on their head, boys and girls. There's no taking away from the religion that exists in your home. There's no taking away to the adherence of what you identify and the deity that you accept in your home. No one's doing that. There's freedom of worship in this country. All I'm saying is that this is not necessarily for you and your house. For me and my house, we know what we serve. My children know. Everything else is foreign. My children know what we believe in, what we study, where I carry them, what they're exposed to. They know. And so when they go to school, they carry that conviction, that position, that understanding with them. I pour that into them. They know. I don't need you to put up the Ten Commandments for them to understand these. They know. They know. And my point to you is that there are some spaces and places that just don't know. That their commitment is the God of Moloch, which is money. Their commitment in these particular families has done away with this sort of an idea of spirituality and put themselves in the position of being able to pursue money. That's what they've done. And all this is, as a collective, as a community, what do we identify as an anchor, a true north for all these children that are left out in the cold, that don't have morality, that out here believe in that, you know, these particular way of life is the way. Because I can tell you one thing, there is a true south that is available. There is a true south that is available. And you could access that on any website. Your children can get preached to whether you like it or not. Your children are being indoctrinated. They are being conditioned into a particular mindset, whether you like it or not. All I'm asking is whether or not we're going to take this particular time and opportunity to take a stand in conviction, and make a determination that this is the course that we want to take. Let me take the telephone call real quick. Call on the line. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Call on the line. Go ahead. Next call. Call on the line with his life. Go ahead. Turn your radio down, sir. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
You can hear me?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
How are you doing? You okay?
I good, baby. What's up with you?
All right.
Praise God.
Everybody calling and talking about Anton, right?
Yes.
But they forget this. Anton is a Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
Yes? He's a Bahamian.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, sometimes the country about politics.
Mm-hmm.
Some persons, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it probably is a time in his life where God has chosen him to speak for the voiceless.
I like this. Know? I like it.
Persons who don't have a voice and who probably that's all to say, you know, the thing. Some of them want to say what he's saying, but, you know, I guess they're afraid. But I think, I listened to Anton years and years ago. I was of Steve McKinney show, and I always enjoy his sentiment. Whether he was talking strongly for the PLP or not, he always, in my, you know, always makes sense, very mannerly, and always, you know, professional with his speeches. But now, I think, you know, he's beginning to see that this country, that the, you know, that these people have just been in the country, and not though he have children, I don't know if he do.
But he's
speaking on, you know, behalf of his children, behalf of persons who love and care for and see where,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have to try to save this country. So I say kudos to him, you know, continue, and I just wish more of their bills, regardless of what they benefit from, you know, they'll still see that it's always supposed to be country above politics.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so very kindly for that. Guys, the lines are wide open if you want to be able to participate. 323-622-32-325-436, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. What about Hindu? What about Muslim? The world is made of different people. You don't need to solve Christianity. To shove Christianity on every wall, okay? That seems very ignorant. And besides that fact, kids behaved based on parents' and teachers' actions, not on a paper on the wall. How about a push to stop teens having babies? They cannot take care of it. If you can't feed yourself, you shouldn't have a baby. Let's put that on a classroom wall. People have 1 to 2 kids, growing them up right. People would have 1 to 2 kids and grow them upright. Now, let's be decent about this.
sex.
Which is kind of a concept and idea about promiscuity and all these things. This exists within the confines of the Ten Commandments. Let's just be decent. Let's talk about this. Sex and the pursuit of sex is nothing, is not an appetite for a child. Children don't automatically have the appetite to be able to pursue sex, not if they're occupied. But as a result of the nature of children, they pursue that thing that they're exposed to on a relentless basis. Now, one time ago, you would go look for your dirty magazines, right? My cousins and I, we would do that, right? We had a bunch of men in the house, so we would go looking all over the place for dirty magazines, dirty videotapes, all these particular things as we grew up, as we heard more of these particular things, as we, as our minds became it's almost amalgamated to a different dispensation. When we were young, 5, 6, 7, that was another thing, 6, 7, 8. But when we became 10, 11, 12, then our focus shifted. Let's just be very clear about this. As a result of the focus shifting, and you always don't have these kind of conversations, some of us play a Dolly House. The introduction to these things and the spiritual element in our pursuit of these things led us to sex. It ain't that these teenagers want to have sex. It's something that they've already predisposed themselves to. Y'all don't want to talk like this, man. These children already predisposed themselves to this. And now there's a very soft whisper about being able to say these things. There is an arousing nature when you pass someone or someone look at you in a particular manner, because these things has happened. These things has happened. But many of us who have faith, many of us who have understanding, decide that we're not going to take this particular route. Man, let's be decent. How I can talk to you with this? How? How I can talk to you about a 14-year-old standing on the corner in 8 Mile Rock High School with my friends and them talking about, for me it was 12, between the ages of 12 and 14, there have been conversations about all manner of things. And the children in the car, so I don't want to be indecent with you. Right? But there have been conversations about all manner of things. And sex has always found itself at the core of this in one way or another. But young boys practicing lies about what they did and what they did. And all this was apostolic proclamation about what their desires were. That's all it was. It was lying. And but they eventually found themselves in the position of being able to find out. Young girls who wanted to be viewed as more than because their environment that they came from said that you ain't nobody, but there was a dependency that some man had on them. Come on, now let's talk. I had great girls when we was in ninth grade. A fella's coming to them with these cars with no manifold. My God, smoking up the whole 8 Mark High School to pick up this guy. She jumping in the car and three friends jumping in. Why don't we stop with these conversations? It don't matter how much you write on the wall, don't have sex if you can't feed children. My God, I know dope heads right now don't have a job, but they had 3 joints today. How? Alcoholics, always drunk with no job. How? So let's just be real. There still has to be a true north in this country. A true north. That all of us have a very clear understanding that we had access to the same information, the same teaching, the same preaching, the same posture, but we've made our decisions. And here's the consequences. Let's be decent about this. I think we're going contrary. Let me see if we can take this telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard.
Hi.
Good day. Even though you let them 2,400 get away, you're still trying to do a good job,
I
right?
I appreciate you, getting yes.
To the people.
I try to do my job, yes, sir.
Yeah. And if you did, get it, because the rev was flawed, and you could have been there right now. But let's take it in hand, right? Howard, when you talk about these morals and how to guide the kids and everything, you mentioned the word robbing and raping and sweetheart and me, earlier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Earlier part of your show. The country got to remember, we have to start from the top, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Example has to be set from the very, very top. But moving on the issue of PPL, right? Here it is. We got what they trying to do and what has been debated in Parliament and what my childhood schoolmate and friend, my good and dad, keeps standing up against and what he has put forth. The thing is this. They now saying with their new commercial about this solar revolution, right? We didn't know long time ago solar could do it. But what they miss, you don't hear them say nothing but the wind, right?
Mm-hmm. That ain't no conversation.
Wind
they ain't
power,
saying
right?
nothing but solar, and they ain't saying nothing but wind.
They ain't saying nothing but wind. They missed that one, you see? The thing is, now, many of them are already put in place within Ragged Island. That operating the hybrid system,
mm-hmm.
solar, battery, and they have to back up old generators, right? So they can't say that many of them that was moving forward. They're trying to revolutionize the energy thing. Now, other than that, let's talk about this 2.5 million with this plane. I understand after King Air that was busted in Crooked Island, right after they came to power. Now, they need to explain and clarify it. But if we take, and me knowing from previously owning plane, that it has overhauled the engines, it has overhauled the two propellers, and the instruments that have been in the plane, you take them out and you see what all good and you reuse them or whatever you have to exchange. Now, ain't not much else other than painting it and doing the interior. And let's put a figure on these things. Let's just allocate $1 million and see where it takes us, you see, because $2.5 million, they just need to come straight, man. Now, Latrell, they can put him out there to speak, but you need to come forward. Don't hang up. They don't install everything. They bring and to go back to the energy thing. They bring a brand new ministry just last year, 2 years after they've been in power. You see what I'm saying? And a brand new ministry to talk about revolutionizing the energy, but we all in this country been used to be easy from that time. And then in the year 2000 was when Papa Ingram decided to carry BC to those southern islands. They didn't have any BC. I know, because to invest in Crooked Island since 1987. But in 2000, he decided to go to those southern islands and put BEC there. And there was it that BEC started to lose monies the expenses on BEC start becoming more and more, you see?
Mm-hmm.
But I can leave on that, okay?
I appreciate you, man. Thank you very kindly for your telephone call and being able to do that. One of the things I want to say also was I listening to you, you say they put Latrell out there. Latrell takes directives. That's his responsibility. Latrell can speak and create concepts and provide and get information when it's not given to him. So I know that he takes directive in those particular capacities. But I also want to say, as we're getting out of here, before we do that, you got to be able to train up a channel the way that they should go. So when they're that old, they'll never depart from that. And if you believe that that way, if you believe that that particular course and being able to do that, this is my last commercial break. Yeah, okay, got to take this last commercial break, guys. Going to get right back and be able to talk about these things, all right? So quick break, be right back after this.
Are you looking for a hot deal this summer? Well, look no further because Marcos is here. We're giving you an offer you absolutely can't resist. Get two large one-topping pizzas and choose between a cheesy bread or Cine Squares for just $29. But hurry because this deal is here for a limited time only. Head into your nearest Marcos or order online today at MarcosPizzaBahamas.com. Nobody makes a pizza as good as we do.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill, and Fire Trail is too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Are you seeking exceptional health care beyond a traditional hospital setting? Introducing Doctors Hospital Clinics, your trusted destination for comprehensive care. Our full-service locations provide affordable services through our Loyalty Advantage membership program and NHI. Experience seamless care with our integrated health system, where your medical history travels with you, ensuring continuity of care. Book an appointment today at clinics.doctorshosp.com. We make primary care easy.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, as we get out of here on this Friday afternoon, I want to be able to say to you, enjoy your weekend, man. I don't know if you had an opportunity to be able to do a few things, but do so in decency and in love with the ones that you love, whether that's your family, collectively, whether that's your little sweet thing in the can, make sure you take her out. Or, you know, sometimes you want to take him out as women. You want to take out your man. I'm not going to fight you. Do your thing. I'd like to be pampered sometimes. Amen. Let's just do that. If you didn't have a chance and an opportunity to be able to do that, I don't know what you're doing this weekend. There's a lot going on. We heard about Doctors Hospital being able to do some stuff. We heard about Fidelity being able to do some stuff. I'm sure Richard Johnson is doing some stuff. He gave me a couple calls. Richard, I know I'm supposed to call you. Richard Johnson's doing some stuff in terms of being able to sell that pickle conch and doing some stuff like that. If you didn't watch the Bad Boy movie, I don't know where you live in. You need to go watch that. That thing is carried on bad, right? Enjoy yourself this weekend, man. Squeeze a little something. Don't go crazy and wild. But make sure you enjoy yourself this weekend and do so with safety, right? Let me see if I can read a couple more of these texts before we get out of here. It says, the state is not responsible for the moral compass of persons. That is what the home is for. Religion is not an effective political framework to move a society in a positive direction. That is bananas that you would say that. The United States of America and the foundation of America was born on Christian values. The America that is now, the spot that the world has continued to be able to look forward to as the land of the free and the home of the brave. The America was started on Christian values. This is peculiar. That as a result of education, exposure, and this sort of an idea that we've acquired what we wanted from God, we've required what we wanted from the universe, all of a sudden we don't need God no more. That's peculiar. I'm not going to fight you. Let's read the rest of it. It says, beware of what is positive direction. We have moved away from what made us an idyllic place to live. We have lost community. We talked about this before. It says, how to get back to the community is a really hard question to answer. The church or / religious organization has their roles to play. The government has its role to play. But I think we as a nation need to have a fundamental change in how we approach the idea. How we approach the idea of Bahamian society. Look for a book called Faham by Elohim Ali. Faham by Elohim Ali. It says, I don't agree with everything in that book, but there is, and you know something, when you read books like this, you have to have discernment on your side. Because of your conviction, because of your position, you don't necessarily agree with everything. But some people, they like water. They're very fluid in their posture and position, and they don't know what to believe and what not to believe because they never had a moral compass. Let's be decent as possible as we say these particular things, right? That's a good text. I'm not going to fight you. It says, Howard, is the government for real? Do they know who Mexico on America is? On America is? You couldn't have taken a civilian gun away even if you gave them $1 million. And they don't think, and I understand that there's an expectation real soon that we may see a spike in gun purchases in America. And they think that they are going to stop America from making guns when Americans can't stop it. The government is gaslighting us. That's the text that's coming out. The government is gaslighting us. My God. It said, we seem to be the only country that feels that only criminals and the police should have ammunition. And look how high, you know why? I think from a political standpoint, we are viewed in a particular manner. I think that's going to be for sure one of these days. There is, whether we're talking about guns, whether we're talking about the decisions that need to be made in terms of pursuing things for yourself, if you won't go gamble, you know, they believe that, oh, you can't get, let Bahamian people do that. Whether we're talking about going to the movies, right? We don't have these kind of a freedoms. We're not even afforded the access to these things, so we don't fight it. It says, Mr. Grant, I find it interesting listening to the Attorney General with respect to the dealing and involving BPL. The government followed the exact pattern that the former administration used regarding the Nassau port after listening to the bulldog attack in the House of Assembly by Keith Bell. The port deal was the worst ever in the history of the country. My Lord Jesus. There's a Texas government. They say it just like this. It says, that speaks volumes to this government. Stop urinating on people and calling it rain. The people knows the difference, right? Well, if they don't know, they can know now. It says, Howard, Anton is getting me scared. This is the second or third time he has made these unusual, out-of-character utterances, right? Is it unusual and out-of-character when he decided to talk about the Bahamas from this perspective? Howard, Hurricane Jaquan, or Jaquan, was during Prime Minister Christie, not Ingram. If I did say Ingram, I meant Christie. You remember when Christie came up and flapped the papers and he called the hurricane Jaquan, right? I thought it was hilarious, right? So it says, that person who said that they only need morals questions, who decides what is moral? Where does this concept, that concept come from? Where does that concept come from? Because it's not a human concept. For those who don't believe in a creator can only subscribe to survival for the of the fittest, which has no morals attached to it. Morals are a God concept, not man, right? It's a text is coming through. I like that. It says, great show as usual, boy. Howard, the Dirty Magazine, the good old days. What? Is this what you're going to text? Right? You need to stop. Buddhism, golden rule. Treat not others in the ways that yourself would find hurtful. All right, that's the text is coming through, right? It says, that's not moral. Good day, Howard. These politicians are really stuck in the past. They keep on fighting. That is new and different generation. This generation is of information. So the foolishness that they used to say, they can't get away with that. The same things years ago. This is a new generation. Guys, it's after 2. I want to thank you so very kindly. Like I said, enjoy your weekend this weekend. Do so safely. We want to see you on Monday. Today's the first day of summer. Make sure your sweet thing in the can get on a sundress. Tell her shave her legs. Put some nice cocoa butter on. Put a nice spray on. Send it to the... Let her go get her hair done. My God. You might have a baby on Monday. Praise God. Have a beautiful weekend, guys. I'm going to see you on Monday. God's Prayer Life as we dive deeper into it right here on The Foundation. 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 The Foundation. The Foundation.